If you had said to me, Brad, last night, would you take 9 for 250 at Stumps? I'd say, yes, I would. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Ollie. Yeah, absolutely right. Very hot day over there, but you'd be very, very pleased, mate. So, look, we spoke to the SACA chief exec this morning on Macquarie Sports Radio, and they've got 15,000 down on ticket sales of what they normally are for the day-nighters. So that's had a little bit of an effect, but you rightfully point out, mate, 9 for 250, pretty evenly poised in the end. Good fight back by the Indians after a great start by the Aussies.
Yeah, tell you what, good toss to lose, wasn't it?
Well, it was in the end, wasn't it, when you think about it? Because I think had Payne won the toss, he would have batted for sure. And having 4 for 41 and some pretty loose shots by the Indian top order, including Kohler, who got out to a great catch from Kawaja.
Oh, catch of the summer so far. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, would have thought so. So that was a big plus. So, yeah, but as we say, it sort of just went a little bit, we got a little tired towards the end after a long, hot day in the in that hot sun. And basically, yeah, it's still advantage Australia, you'd reckon, but a nice little fight back for the Indians.
Yeah, I would have liked to really have kept them to, say, 200, particularly the position that we were in. It was good to see Marcus Harris take a catch in the outfield.
Yeah, the 456th player to wear the baggy green, and it was given to him by our own Mike Hussey, so that would have been a really good moment for him. I think his dad was there. They showed him. They panned to him in the crowd. When he took that catch, he was delighted, as he should be. So, yeah, hopefully Marcus Harris will get in early tomorrow if they can clean up the last wicket. Surprised me a little bit they didn't play on, but look, they had nearly 90 overs for the day. Generally, sometimes they do allow to have a half hour here or there. If a team's 9 for, you might play an extra half hour to see if you can get that final wicket.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Aussies would be too concerned heading into the sheds.
No.
Freshen up tomorrow. Hopefully they can knock over Shammy or Boomerah pretty quickly. But 123 to Pujara, brilliant knock. And Brad,
wasn't he good?
Did you manage to flick between both telecasts on 7 and Fox? Have you got a verdict for us early on?
I did. But Pujara was outstanding, as I say, and run out brilliantly by Cummings right on the death, 123. But why didn't they go upstairs when he was on 89? It looked as though they should have gone to the DRS. I mean, you know, the Indians don't like to use it, but you would have thought somebody in the slip cord would have suggested they go upstairs. But anyway, it wasn't to be. It looked like he got a little bit of a faint touch on it, but it's all done and done. Yeah, I did. I found myself flicking backwards between Fox and 7. I really love Ponting. I think Ponting's outstanding.
Mm.
Probably a little bit over-talker today because he might have been a little nervous and, you know, first start and all that sort of stuff. But what he says is just brilliant. But I just found myself getting back to Fox all the time. I don't know. I'm lucky. I've got the benefit of the boat. Your listeners might want to send in their SMS traffic or whatever to say which one they preferred if they had both. I mean, obviously, if you've only got free-to-air, you watch Channel 7. But if you've got the ability to have both, and we're lucky to have that, Ollie, you know, I just sort of preferred Fox a little bit on this occasion. I thought War and Gilchrist and Warren were outstanding, to be honest.
Yes, let us know, 19999677. If you check them both out, which one did you prefer, Fox or Channel 7's coverage? I thought a pretty good telecast from both for the first day of the test summer. Let's talk footy for a moment, Brad. Collingwood to review the grand final.
Well, finally, they've got around to it. I mean, it would be pretty stating the bleeding obvious that, you know, they wouldn't have wanted to have a look too much after the grand final. We know the result. The West Coast are the champions. Collingwood had their opportunities to be 5 goals up probably a quarter time, but it wasn't about that. I think it was more the fact that Buckley thought, well, let's concentrate on the positives because we did really have a really big year given the fact that no one expected us to be there in the first place, and we put ourselves in a position to win the game, and it didn't quite come off that way courtesy of the West Coast Eagles running over the top of them, particularly on that Dom Sheed goal. But, you know, yeah, so he's gone in there, and they've had a real good look at it this week, and see if they can build on and repeat themselves, I suppose, ready to go into season 2019.
And the Players Association is going to raise funds for the farmers in the drought.
Well, I have, yeah, yeah. It's not a massive amount, but it's a significant contribution. They got together, I don't know how they got together and got the money around, but $27,000. So, you know, it's something. I mean, if you add it to everybody else's contributions, it all adds up in the end, doesn't it? Because our farmers are doing it pretty tough at the moment. So it's a good initiative by the AFLPA on that one, mate. As we let you go, look, I don't think the statement's come out yet, but obviously a change down at Fremantle. I think the human resources manager has decided to vacate the building. It'd be interesting to see what the spin in is on.
All right, we will look out for that. Brad, chat tomorrow. See you, mate.
All the best, pal.